and Scalzi. We just have one issue before us, obviously, and we're under the limited conference committee rules. We're addressing the changes between the Senate CS for House Bill 390 versus House Bill 90 itself.
Okay, what we did with HB 390 is we essentially changed HB 390 to match in exactly Senate Bill 282, committee substitute for Senate Bill 282. And what the difference is, in committee substitute 282, we removed the 04 date, the June 30, 2004, and specifically that date relates to 1651, 100, 7, 8, and 9. Now let me, I've looked over this 1,000 times and confused myself 999 out of 1,000 times. But what it does, 7, 8, and 9, if you recall, 1651, 100, 7, 8, 9 were enacted back when the assessment was originally put in place, and it specifically dealt with the Domestic Salmon Marking Committee. So what we did was we sort of looked at, now you have to keep in, an important thing to keep in mind about this is since we've lifted the domestic restriction, 7, 8, 9 really are sort of duties that I think ASME has assured us they will probably continue to do. But if they happen to lapse into the place where statutes lapsed into, it won't really make a big difference. In other words, does everybody understand what I'm saying without me having to say it?
Everybody but me.
Okay. Do we have 1651 anywhere? 100.
Yeah. So we'll get it.
There it is, right there. We can read 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Yep.
The duties of the board. 1651, 100 relate to duties of the board, and 7, 8, 9 were added on when the 1% assessment went into play. And those were restrictions that were put on they had to work within that. They had to spend minimum 10% on market development. They had to spend money to promote, to assemble and distribute, to promulgate price information on markets, and they had to essentially fund the Salmon Marketing Committee.
Right. And I have one question. Because subsection 9 in our House bill, line number 23, the elimination of the word domestic is really what set forward the policy that we're discussing. And my question is, if we allow this to not, if we decide not to extend the sunset and accept the Senate changes, and let's just say hypothetically that it lapses into that place that you referred to. I have other pieces of legislation there as well. What would happen to that policy change?
Nothing, because if you look in here, it says
there's another section.
In the part of the CS, it says on page 3, line 14. It says the tax collected under this section shall be deposited in the GF, legislature may appropriate, blah blah blah. And so they actually broadened it. See, it says for the purpose of supporting 1651, not 1651, 7, 8, mm-hmm. 9. So mm-hmm. it spreads it open.
Got it.
So given that, my recommendation is to ask the House to accept. Many substitutes. kind of Bill 282. I'm sorry, Drew.
No, I think I understand it now that I've got it in front of me, and we didn't have the option there on the floor.
The other thing I think we can use this for, you know, because the reality is that ASME is probably going to be addressed in the Osterman Task Force. The whole concept of marketing on a statewide basis, and you know, if we want to come back and gives the task force the time to look at it, chances are there'll probably be some changes that are suggested by the June 30-04 date anyway.
Okay.
Well, just a comment. Ben, you've been on ASME for a long time, and I value your expertise on it. And as I said, when we were on the floor, we didn't have this language, and it's very clear that that all we're doing is eliminating 7, 8, and 9. And if I look at 8, cooperate with commercial salmon fishermen, fishermen's organizations, all that stuff, I have no doubt that that's what ASME does anyway.
Correct.
And Barbara, that you're going to continue in those practices and continue with organize, distribute, and make available the public information on prices. This is what you do. You don't really need this in there to do it.
But you got to remember that those were put in when they put the original domestic in there, and that was, I was one of the first, first group of 12 fishermen that went on there, and we were happy to be able to have that legislative leverage to say you're going to listen to us, and this is what you're going to do. Obviously, times have evolved, and it's actually almost being driven now by fishermen versus the way it was back in 1991, right?
Ben, I'm going to make a motion then. I think we're okay on this side then. So
you think we can get them? Beth,
yeah.
You understand it?
Oh, yeah.
She does. We're good now. So I move that this Conference Committee adopt Senate CS for House Bill number 390. Is there any objection?
What's that? Oh, no. Then I think what we need to do in order, because we don't want you, we don't want you guys to have to rescind your action.
Okay.
On 390, right? So instead, I think we should put the vehicle for committee substitute for Senate Bill 282, and then you guys just vote to take that one. Otherwise, you have to vote to rescind your rejection on 390, right?
That's what the report is on 390.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, you worked it out then. Okay.
We just have to vote to accept it. We're just here to discuss whether we're going to accept it or not.
Oh, good.
So then we vote on it and say, do we just vote to accept it? Yeah. We just have limited powers. We can only look at this one bill and whether or not we accept or do not accept your version. So we're saying we accept it.
Okay. I got bad information. I'm only on that part, though.
Okay. Do you want to hear anything else? So is there any objection to us accepting the Senate CS for the bill?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then it'll come back before us and we'll vote yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Sue, then I just...
What do you mean political?
But it's okay, we'll
okay, and then Ben, you're the other. You have to speak up. First. Okay. We're good.
No, you were very compelling, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the testimony.
Beth and Drew will help stand up in the floor, too, so we're good.
I'd like to talk about it.